وهو الشيء الأول الذي يدل على المعنى الصحيح لهذه الجملة أن الرغيب عن سنتي.
Sheikh rahimahullah, he continues on to say, and the first thing that indicates to the meaning, the correct meaning of the hadith, whomsoever has raghba from my sunnah, then he is not from me. That is somebody that whoever is sufficient without my sunnah, then he is not from me. And the tape here cuts off, and he was referring back to the hadith of the three people that came and asked the wives of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about his worship. So they saw it as only a little bit. So, you know, taqalluha. So they went back, and one of them said, well, I will fast and never break my fast. And the other one said, I will not, initiate any relations with women. And the other one said that he will stand up the night and never sleep. And to this, so the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, upon this, he said, whoever has raghba from my sunnah, then he is not from me. So they, taqalluha, these people, they saw his ibadah, his worship is little bit, it's not much.
وجدوها قليلة بالنسبة لما كان يدور في ذهنهم من أن الرسول عليه السلام ينبغي أن يكون أعبد العباد فيما يتصورونهم.
That is, they saw his worship not to be much, and what they had perceived in their own heads from before, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Messenger of Allah, he should be the most abid of the ubad, the one who is very spends a lot of time in worship or is an extreme in worship or to this effect. And the Shaykh حفظه الله, rahimahullah, he continues on to say, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, there is no doubt that he is the best of worshippers, and he is أعبدهم, all of them or everyone. But worship, ibadah, is not a matter of having a lot of salah and fasting, rather.
إنما هي بكثرة الإتيان من العبادات حسب ما جاء به الرسول عليه السلام.
Rather, it is bringing forth many types of worship according to what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came with. عليه الصلاة والسلام.
فبناء على ما كان قائما في أذهانهم من مبالغة في العبادة.
So, upon what was already perceived in their heads from before, in their perceiving that the mubalagha, there is mubalagha in worship, or there is going over bounds, or a huge and large amount of worship, this is what they perceived should be coming from the Prophet of Allah.
وجدوا عبادته عليه السلام قليلة.
But in comparison to what they had thought and what they found that his worship was not much, قليلة.
وكأنهم شعروا بأن هذا نقص في حق الرسول عليه السلام, فجاءوا بتعديد من أفضل ما يكون.
So they felt, it is as if they felt that this is a shortcoming in the worship of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. So they came with an argument which is of the weakest sort.
نرجو أن الله عز وجل يغفر لهم بسبب صحبتهم لنبيهم صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And we ask and hope from Allah Azza wa Jalla, He forgives that for them due to their companionship of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
حيث قالوا بعد أن تقالوا لعبادك هذا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
Where they said at the time that they saw the worship was not much, تقالوها, they رضي الله عنهم said, this is the Prophet of Allah.
قد غفر الله له ما تقدم من ذنبه.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى has forgiven for him all that has come forth from his sins. Anything that has proceeded from his sins, Allah has forgiven it for him.
كانهم يقولون لماذا يتعب الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم نفسه.
It is as if they are saying, why is it that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم should يعني work يتعب نفسه, why is it that he should يعني tire himself in worship to Allah, since, you know, he's been forgiven.
ولماذا يجهدها ويتعبها وقد حصل غاية المنى.
So why is it that he should tire himself in this, where he has already reached the pinnacle of that which is sought?
هذا وهو كما قال الله عز وجل, إنا فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا ليغفر لك الله ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر.
And that is, as Allah Azza wa Jal said, verily we have made for you a clear fatḥ, opening, that Allah may forgive for you that which has proceeded from your dhanb, from your mistakes or sins, and that which is to come. تأخر.
فإذا الرسول عليه السلام قد غفر الله له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was forgiven all of his sins, the ones from before and after.
فلم يبقى هناك ما يدعوه إلى أن يقوم الليل كله.
So due to this, there is nothing that should, يعني, call him or make him want to stand up the whole night without sleeping.
ويصوم النهار كله ويبتعد عن النساء كله.
Or fast the whole day and not break his fast, or be abstinent from women, period. There's nothing that should make him do this, because he's already reached the best state.
ولذلك عادوا إلى أنفسهم, أما نحن فلم نظفر بعد بمغفرة الله ويجب أن نسعى.
As for them, what they said is, well, as for us, we're not like him. So we need to return back and really put a lot of effort in that we can reach this maghfirah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we have to.
إلى عبادة الله عز وجل لعل الله يغفر لنا فتعاهدوا بينهم.
We have to go and add or be more, do more worship so that Allah may forgive us.
فقال أحدهم أما أنا فأقوم الليل ولا أنام.
So they returned back to each other and said, the first one said, as for me, what I will do is I will stand up all night and not sleep. That is, I will stand up and worship to Allah all night and not sleep.
وقال الثاني أما أنا فأصوم الدهر ولا أفطر.
The second man said, he says, as for me, what I'm going to do is I'm going to fast every day and not break it. يعني.
والثالث قال أما أنا فلا أتزوج النساء.
And the third one said, as for me, I'm not going to marry women.
وانصرفوا متعاهدين على هذا.
And then they split and left each other. And this is the agreement that they had between each other.
ولما جاء الرسول عليه السلام إلى أزواجه وأخبره خبر الرهط.
And when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم returned back to his wives, they informed him of what happened with the three.
صعد عليه السلام من المنبر وخطب في أصحابه قائلا.
So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he climbed onto the minbar and admonished his companion, saying,
ما بال أقوام يقولون كذا وكذا وكذا.
What is the matter with a people, or what is it with a people that are saying this, that, and the next thing?
يعيد أقوال كل منهم.
And what he was saying is the same statements that these people had made, that, okay, I'm going to fast and I'm going to just not sleep and I'm not going to marry. So one is saying I'm going to fast and not sleep, one is saying I'm going to fast and not eat, one is saying I'm going to stand in prayer and not sleep, and then the third is saying I'm not going to marry women.
وهذا من أدبه عليه السلام أنه يكني ويعرض ولا يصرح.
And this is from the manners of him عليه الصلاة والسلام, that he will make the kunya, meaning he'll make it general and he won't make it clear who he's talking about. Rather, he'll just, you know, give hints of who they are, but not make it clear. So therefore you'll find him saying, why is it such and such, he will not say, why did so and so say such and why did so and so say such. Rather, he makes it, as we just said, general. What is with the people that say such and such?
ما بال الأقوام يقولون كذا وكذا, لأن المقصود ليس هو التشهير وإنما هو التعليم.
So he'll say عليه الصلاة والسلام, what is with the people that do such and such or say so and so? Because what is meant here is not that he makes tashhir, that he points out individuals and personalities. Rather, what is meant is that he teaches the people.
فقال عليه السلام, أما أنا فإني أخشاكم لله وأتقاكم لله.
So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam proceeded to say to them, as for me, I am the one that has most khashya of Allah. That is, he is the one that is most heedful. And I am the one that has most taqwa of Allah.
أما إني أصوم فأفطر.
And I fast some days and I break my fast on others.
وأقوم الليل وأنام.
And likewise, I'll get up at night to pray and I'll sleep.
وأتزوج نساء.
And I marry women.
فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني.
So the one that has raghbah away from my sunnah, then he is not from me. Again, the one that is, we'll say, has decided he wants another sunnah other than mine, or is abstinent from my sunnah, or is sufficient without my sunnah, raghiba an sunnati, he has sufficed without it, then let him know he's not from me. This is the place of this hadith, and that is the reason the hadith was said.
فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي أي.
So whoever has رغبة from my sunnah, he's not from me. Meaning,
مَنْ جَاءَ بِعِبَادَةٍ يَتَعَبَّدُ اللَّهَ بِهَا وَيَتَقَرَّبْ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى لَمْ أَتَعَبَّدِ اللَّهَ بِهَا فَهُوَ قَدْ رَغِبَ عَنْ فَرِيقِي وَعَنْ مَنَجِي.
That is, the one that has come with a worship or an act of worship that I had not come with or legislated or done, then he has chosen for himself a sunnah, a path, a way other than mine. And he is sufficed without my sunnah, or with a sunnah other than it. So therefore, he is not from me.
لو أن رجلاً لم يقم الليل مطلقاً ولم يصم من الدهر شيئاً أكثر من شهر رمضان.
So if a man, he doesn't get up for the night prayer period, and he doesn't fast one single day more than Ramadan. That's all he does, just Ramadan. He has the right. He is the one that is rightfully from the people of Jannah. Or has, naam, he has the haqq of Jannah.
شهاد ذلك الحديث ولا يقال فيه قد رغب عن سنة الرجل عليه السلام.
As has preceded in the earlier ahadith, and it is not said to a man such as this that he has made raghbah, that he has sufficed without the sunnah of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, or, you know, he has made raghbah from the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. This cannot be said to him.
ولكنه لو صام مع رمضان صام كل الأيام التي لم ينل شهر الحكيم عن صيامها ثم قام الليل في السنة كلها.
Likewise, or on the other hand, if this man, he fasted Ramadan and with it fasted every other day that has not been legislated for him in the Shara, and he stayed up every night of the whole year, every night made Qiyam, and didn't sleep,
فهو الذي رغب عن سنته عليه السلام.
Rather, this is the one that has made the raghba away from the Prophet's sunnah. He is the one that sought a way other than the Prophet's way.
ولذلك فشتان ما بين القانع بالفرائض والذي يزيد على السنن مظنا بأنه قد زاد في الطاعة والعبادة.
So therefore, there is a huge difference between the one that has contented himself with just doing the obligatory acts of Islam, and the one who decided, no, he wants to add to the Sunnah. There's a huge difference between those two. Because in reality, the second one, he has made khilaf, mukhalafa, dispute, went against the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
في الحديث الصحيح من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد.
And this is why he عليه الصلاة والسلام said in the authentic hadith, whoever makes khilaf or does an action that we are not upon, then his action is rejected.
إذا عرفنا أن سنة الرسول عليه السلام التي نقلها إلينا أصحاب الكرام وجب علينا أن نعرفها كما لو كنا نحياها معه عليه السلام.
So when it comes to us that there's a sunnah from him عليه الصلاة والسلام that the Sahaba have conveyed to us, then we need to learn, or we need to know how we can live like إحياء of that worship that he عليه الصلاة والسلام was upon.
وكذلك بيان الصحابة لما بينه الرسول عليه السلام لهم.
And likewise, we further will find the clarification of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to his Sahaba, or the clarification he gave them in a certain aspect.
كان لابد من الرجوع كما قلت آنفا إلى علم الحديث, وعلم الحديث علم
And this is why I say it's necessary now that we return back to the knowledge of hadith and its science. And it is a science and a knowledge that is independent of all other sciences in Islam. And there is no way to come to the understanding in this deen, tafaqqah, and learning of it, except from the path of the Qur'an and
Sunnah.
And therefore, I believe, and this will be the end of this answer, inshaAllah,
أنه لا بد للمسلمين اليوم أو بعبارة أوضح للمسلمين الذين يريدون أن يعيدوا العز للإسلام والمجد للإسلام.
I say that it is binding upon the Muslimin today. And let me clarify that further. It is binding upon the Muslimin that seek to return back to Islam its honor and its glory. That they.
والحكم بالإسلام لا بد لهؤلاء.
And those who seek to return back to ruling by Islam, it is binding upon them that
أن يحققوا أمرين اثنين,
that they make a reality, the implementation of two things.
أن يعيدوا إلى أذهان المسلمين شريعة الإسلام مصفاة من كل ما دخل فيها.
That they put back into the brains, the heads, the thoughts of the Muslimin, the Sharia of Islam, that is clean and pure as it has come originally. Clean of all impurities that have entered into it.
مما لم يكن منها يوم أنزل الله تبارك وتعالى قوله: اليوم أتممت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.
Purified from all additions or anything that has been added to it after the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today I have completed for you my religion or your religion, and I have bestowed upon you my blessings, and I have accepted for you Islam as your way, your deen.
إعادة هذا الأمر اليوم كما كان في العهد الأول هذا بلا شك يحتاج إلى جهود جبارة.
So returning back the affairs of today to like that which they were at the first stages, this no doubt needs a great effort, a strong and lengthy effort.
من عديد من علماء المسلمين في مختلف أقطار الأرض ينشرون العلم الصحيح الذي هو القرآن.
That will take the great effort from the ulama, the scholars of Islam, from all parts of the earth, that they combine their efforts in spreading Islam, which is the Quran, with the clarification, or by the clarification of the Sunnah, with the understanding of the Sahaba and their conveyance of it.
إن الرجوع إلى ما كان عليه الصحابة في فهم الشريعة.
And returning back to the understanding of the Sahaba, and the understanding of, and returning back to the understanding of the Sahaba of this Sharia.
أمر هام جدا وهو شيء أساسي.
And it is of great importance and something that is essential.
في إعادة المفهوم الصحيح للإسلام بعد أن تفرقت السبل.
In returning back to the Muslimin the correct understanding of Islam, even if the paths now have become numerous or have split.
يتعدد الطرق حتى قال بعض غلاة الصوفية إن الطرق الموصلة إلى الله تبارك وتعالى هي بعدد أنفاس الخلائق.
To the point that they have split and become so numerous that the Sufis, the Sufiya, say, or some of them say, that the ways and paths to Allah are so many that they are so numerous that they are like the numbers of breaths that come out of the all of the creation. And every breath the creation takes, that is another path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is their statement.
أنهم ليسوا بحاجة إلى أن يدرسوا علم الكتاب وعلم السنة.
Therefore, for them, it must not be necessary, يعني according to this thing, that they don't need to study the book and the Sunnah to, you know, to find the correct path. They won't need that.
بل يخلو أحدهم في خلوة ويشترط فيها أن تكون مؤلمة. ولا يكتفي في ذلك بل يغمض عينيه.
So it's sufficient for them upon this understanding that one of them he makes khalwa, he goes out on his own and starts to ponder and think, and maybe he'll close his eyes as well.
ولا يقتصر على ذلك بل يضع رأسه بين ركبتيه.
No, maybe he'll go even further, he'll put his head between his two legs or two knees.
ظلمات بعضها فوق بعض.
Misguidance and darkness one over another.
مع ذلك فهو يهيئ نفسه بزعمه أن يتلقى لا يقولون الوحي لأنهم إن قالوا ذلك خرجوا من دائرة الإسلام لكن يقولون يتلقى الإلهام.
So and with this he's taken all these steps of secluding himself and closing his eyes and putting his head between his knees and pondering, and with this they say, okay, now I'm ready. They won't say I'm ready to receive revelation, because with that statement they would have exited the door of Islam. They'd be outside of Islam. but rather they say ilham, that is, now he's prepared to receive the inspiration from Allah.
رب الأنعام هو يعمل لمقتضى هذا الإلهام. فإذا هم ليس عندهم طريق واحدة توصل إلى الله تبارك وتعالى.
Yeah, because this, what he's done is prepared him to get this inspiration. So with them, there is not just one path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are numerous paths, and all of this is in contradiction to what we have clarified previously. And this is why I say it is binding upon the real scholars of Islam that they bring forth this knowledge truly, the true knowledge that puts Islam purified between the hands of the people.
من كل ما دخل فيه من ما دخل في العقائد ما دخل في الأحاديث في السنة من أحاديث ضعيفة وموضوعة ما دخل في الفقه من آراء فجة.
So that they purify it, they bring it forth purified with the correct understanding and with the correct authentic ahadith, filtering from it that which has been added to it of weak and fabricated ahadith. Likewise, that which has entered into the fiqh of opinions that are odd or opinions that hold no weight. And strange statements that may have entered and been attributed to it. Rather, Islam is free of these things. Like it is said, like the bara'ah of the wolf, or the innocence of the wolf from the blood of Yusuf. That is because the wolf never ate Yusuf. And then what has entered into the manners and characteristics and the akhlaq, in opposition to what that of, to what the Prophet ﷺ was upon. So they purify that as well. So they purify from that the ghulu, the extremities people have taken in their manners, in opposition to the sunnah, such as their extremity and being abstinent from the dunya and cutting themselves off from all of creation. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the mu'min, the believer that mixes with the people and is patient upon their harm, is better. And the one who does not mix with the people, nor is he patient upon their harm. So these ulama, they purify, they filter everything that has entered into the religion of Islam, the way of Islam, and they filter everything out that has entered into it that is foreign from it. In any aspect of it, whether it is in belief, whether it is in the hadith, whether it is in the fiqh, whether it is in the manners. And then, after this tasfiya, purification process, with this needs to be al-amal. This is the second thing. Action needs to be followed up with this tasfiya.
العمل بهذا العلم ولذلك أنا لخص ذلك بكلمتين لابد.
So they need to act now. Action is required after this knowledge. And I say two simple or light words concerning this.
للجماعة المسلمة حقا أن تقوم بواجب أمرين اثنين.
And this is why likewise I say it is binding upon the jama'ah of the Muslims that are true and their calling and real that they uphold these two things.
At-tasfiyah wa at-tarbiyah.
At-tasfiyah, purification or filtration, and at-tarbiyah, upbringing or nourishment.
At-tasfiyah al-Islam mimma dhakarna anfan. بحيث يعود المسلمون إلى فهمهم لدينهم كما
purifying Islam from that which it was upon in the first place so that they may return back to their deen as it was when it was revealed.
لو كانوا في صحبة نبيهم أو على الأقل في صحبة أصحابه عليه الصلاة والسلام.
So that they may be upon Islam as if they were with they are the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or at least as if they are mixing with the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
يجدون الإسلام غضا فريا كما أجد. ثم يكونون حريصين على تطبيق هذا الإسلام المصفى.
So in this way they find Islam fresh and ripe as it was revealed, was brought forth, and after this they act upon that which they have learned, and then implement it, a practical, real implementation that is correct. So at the time that the Muslimin initiate this tasfiyah, this purification process, and then further on go to bring themselves up upon that correct understanding in that correct way, yani they bring themselves up and nurture themselves upon the pure Islam. On that day I believe that the mu'minun will be very joyful due to the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the victory He has granted them. And this is what I have to say concerning this topic at this time. And we ask from Allah for ourselves and all of the Muslimin that He teaches us Islam, the pure Islam upon the light or within the light of the book and the Sunnah. And upon that which our righteous predecessors were upon. And that He gives us the success to follow that. Verily, He is the one that hears, and He is the one that can answer.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Shaykh, في من يعني وجه حديث مع أنا عليه وأصحابي والطائفة المنصورة في جماعة من الجماعات يعني
The questioner asked, "Yeah, Sheikh, there might come, or there is, a people that say that the saved sect, the victorious people, are a certain jama'ah from the ones that are present, you know, today." And of course, they use this hadith of the victorious sect, or the saved sect, the victorious people, to say it's this jama'ah. Or that one. So they say they are Ahlul Hadith, as Imam Ahmad and Bukhari, and other than them said, if they are not Ahlul Hadith, the saved and victorious sect, I don't know who they are. They are Ahlul Hadith. And the questioner says, and there is no doubt that within the circle of Ahlul Hadith are the Salafiyun.
فمن لم يكن على هذا المنهج فهو خارج من هذا الحديث.
And likewise they say, whoever is not upon this manhaj, this way, this methodology, this path, then they are outside the fold of Ahlul Hadith. So what is your saying? Yes, Sheikh.
لأن كل من يدعي دعوة لابد أن يخرج دعواه بالدليل.
And we said we believe this with no doubt, because anyone that has a claim, then he needs to prove his claim. He needs a proof.
والحقيقة أن كل جماعة نلاحظ اليوم أن هناك صحوة عامة وصحوة خاصة.
And the reality is, if you look at what is seen in the jama'at today, it is present, or it is visible that there is a sahwa, an awakening, one that is general and one that is specific, or, you know, no.
الصحوة العامة تشمل كل المسلمين الذين كانوا من قبل من الغافلين ربتهم الحوادث والتجارب سواء كانت تجارب شخصية أو جماعية أنه لا بد للمسلمين يعودوا من أن يعودوا إلى دينهم.
Number one, the general awakening is that of the general mass of the Muslims that were asleep from before but have returned and realized that it is binding, that Islam once again becomes present. Whether this came about from circumstances or tajarub, yani dealings or things that have happened to them personally or within the activity of certain jama'at. So many of them returned back to their deen. But this word ad-deen, they returned back to it in the general understanding of what deen means. But what is important to us is the specific understanding of this word, deen. And it is, as we said in the previous hadith, it is what I am upon and my companions. That is the deen.
فهو الذي يخلصهم من هذا الذل الذي أصابهم وران عليهم.
This is the specific understanding that is important to us that will return the Muslimin back to the correct understanding, the correct way.
لما وجدت هذه الصحوة بدأنا منذ عهد قريب جدا نسمع ممن كنا لا نسمع منهم من قبل كلمة الكتاب والسنة.
So when this awakening started to become apparent, we started to hear from a few that which we never heard before from these types of people, where they started to refer back to the kitab, the book, and the sunnah.
إنما كنا نسمع منهم كلمة الإسلام والدين ومن كلمات عامة.
Rather, what we used to hear is just Islam and deen and general statements, general words. But now, we hear returning back to the book in the sunnah, and it has become, if I may say so, the fad or the fashion of the era.
لا تتبنى الإسلام دينا لها وسياسة لها وإلى آخره.
That is, some of the jama'at, some of the groups that do not take for themselves Islam as their way, their fundamental, that which they are trying to return back to.
يقولون نحن على الكتاب والسنة.
Still claim that they are upon the book and the sunnah.
ولكنك لو نظرت إليهم في أعمالهم وأقوالهم وأنواع عقائدهم.
But rather, if you looked at them in their statements, their actions, their beliefs, in their manner and their manners,
لوجدتهم أبعد الناس عن الكتاب والسنة.
You would have found them the farthest people away from the book and the sunnah.
لأنهم ليس عندهم من معرفة بالكتاب والسنة إلا ما يشترك معهم عامة الناس.
Because they don't have, they only have the general, they only have of the book and the Sunnah, that which the general folk have of the book and the Sunnah, or everybody is included and they know of it.
أما أن يكون عندهم علم تفصيلي أولا بخلافات التي توارثناها في هذه القرون الطويلة.
But them having some knowledge, specific knowledge of certain debates that we have inherited throughout these numerous generations and has come to us after all this time, as for knowledge such as this, and then knowing that which is strong over that which is weaker from between these two debates and sides,
لا نكاد نجد أحدا من هذه الجماعات من يقوم بتحقيق ذلك إلا من ينتمي إلى أهل الحديث وإلى أهل السلف.
And the reality is you will not find between these groups and sects anyone that is upholding or going through and finding the correct and the strong and the correct statements from between all of this and working with knowledge, except for those that who are attributing themselves to Ahl al-Hadith, Ahl al-Salaf. And so here, or thus, the one who does not have something cannot give it. So every group and sect is claiming we're upon the book and the Sunnah. Why?
لأنه صار معروفا عند جميع المسلمين أن الدعوة إلى الكتاب والسنة والإسلام.
Because it has become very clear to the Muslimin in large that the calling to the book and the Sunnah is what Islam is. It is Islam, the book and the Sunnah.
فلم يعد يتمكن أحد من الدعاة مهما كان اقترابه أو ابتعاده عن منهج الكتاب والسنة أن يغض النظر عن الدعوة إلى الكتاب والسنة.
So, it is not possible for any one of the callers anymore, no matter how close or far he is from the Haqq, from the Kitab and the Sunnah, that he disregards the calling to it. He cannot do that anymore.
فإذا ما ادعى مدعون إنهم عن الكتاب والسنة قلنا لهم ذلك ما نبغي أولا وهاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين ثانيا.
So if somebody of the groups and sects comes and says we are upon the book and the Sunnah, we will say this is what we are seeking first, and number two is we will say bring your proof forth if you are truthful.
ونحن في حدود ما علمنا وطلعنا من الجماعات الموجودة اليوم على وجه الأرض.
And from what we have personal experience with, or what we have knowledge of and have seen from the groups and sects that are around today,
لا نجد من يحاول الاقتراب من الكتاب والسنة إلا الذين إما أن يطلق عليهم اسم أهل الحديث أو اسم أنصار السنة في بعض البلاد أو السلفيين في بلاد أخرى أو أهل الحديث في بعض أخرى وهكذا.
When we look, we don't see any of these groups and sects trying to come close and understand and implement this Kitab and As-Sunnah, except for those that attribute themselves to the names of Ahl al-Hadith, Ahl al- or Ansar al-Sunnah in some lands, or Salafiyin and others. These are the ones that we have seen, Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah and others. These are the ones that are actualizing this.
أما الذين ينتمون إلى جماعات أخرى لا يتردد على ألسنتهم الاستدلال بالكتاب والسنة في كل شؤون حياتهم.
As for other groups and sects, you will not find upon their tongues the repetition of the book and the sunnah in every affair of their lives, as those people did.
الذاتية الشخصية أو العامة أو الفكرية أو السياسية أو نحو ذلك.
Whether it is a personal private affair or a general affair or a political affair, they won't do that. They're not referring back to the book and the sunnah in these aspects.
ما نجد عندهم من يدندن دائما حول الكتاب والسنة.
We never find between them somebody that is always continuously referring back and saying the Qur'an and the Sunnah. Except that we hear the word Kitab and the Sunnah. We are with you upon the Kitab and the Sunnah. That's all. But we say, bring forth what you have of proof. If you're real, let's see it. Let's see your proof that you are really upon the Kitab and the Sunnah. And you won't hear an answer. And between our hands is an example that is close to our ahd. That means it has recently happened. And at the same time, it makes the one sorrowful to hear or say.
هذا الغزالي المصري.
This Ghazali, the Egyptian one.
هو لا يتبرأ من الكتاب والسنة.
He does not free himself from the book and the Sunnah. He doesn't say I'm free of them.
ولا يقول أنا لا أدعو إلى الكتاب والسنة.
He doesn't even say I don't call to the Kitab and the Sunnah.
لأنه لو قال ذلك انفضح أمره وانكشف سريرته.
Because had he said this, his affair would become exposed and his reality will become known. He says, yeah, the Kitab and the Sunnah. But this Kitab and the Sunnah, what does it mean with him? Or to him? What's he referring to? When he refers to the Sunnah, he is referring to that of the Sunnah that he feels is correct through his own intellect and his narrowed vision and his own experience. And not that which is established as authentic with the scholars of Hadith. That's not what he's referring to.
طيلة هذه القرون الطويلة لمعرفة السنة الصحيحة من الضعيفة.
The people, the أهل الحديث, the people that have given their lives in the study of the book and the Sunnah, finding the authentic from that which is weak, and extracting it from the books. This is not what he's referring back to. Not their declaration of hadith being authentic or not authentic. Rather,
كل هذه الجهود في كل هذه القرون مثل هذا الإنسان وأمثال كثيرون مع الأسف الشديد فيقيم لهذه الجهود وزنا.
Rather, all of these efforts that have been put forth by these scholars that have sacrificed their lives in that effort and all the knowledge they have extracted, like this man, referring to Al-Ghazali, and his likes, they don't even take into account any of these efforts from them. Rather, they throw them to the side as if they are nothing.
كل ما في الأمر الحديث الذي يوافق هواه أو منطقه أو ثقافته.
All that he sees is whatever hadith is in accordance to his desire or opinion or philosophy or logic, then that's the one that's accepted. That's the one that's accepted and authentic, and the one that is in opposition to any of those, then that's the one that's weak.
Bukhari Muslim,
even if Bukhari and Muslim are the ones that have it in their books, and even if the whole Ummah has accepted it as authentic, doesn't matter. Like this type of person, for instance, he's not going to come out and say, I'm not on the book in the Sunnah. But in reality, the book and the Sunnah are free of this person. Because the Sunnah to him is just following his desire. And the Quran, likewise, he'll explain it according to his desire, his hawa. The only difference is in the Quran, he doesn't have the jur'ah, the audacity to go ahead and say, no, this part is not authentic. But what he'll say is, no, no, this understanding is incorrect. Even if this is the understanding, or while this is the understanding that we have, that has been brought forth to us from the Salaf, from the Sahaba and the Salaf. As for the Hadith, he doesn't have a problem going ahead and declaring it authentic or not authentic, because with him it's something that is lighter and easier to play around with in his estimation. So he says, as many of the du'at other than him have said and claimed. This is the hadith that is ahad, a hadith that is narrated by one narrator. Or, na'am, this hadith, we cannot establish through this type of hadith a belief system. We can't establish any belief based on it. So with this tool of theirs, the hadith ahad tool, they are able to reject with it many ahadith concerning the Muslim's belief. Even if there is no doubt, a hadith that there is no doubt in the authenticity of it with the scholars of hadith. It is not important that a sect from the sects, a group from the groups, are claiming that they are upon the Kitab and the Sunnah. That's not what's important. Because we're going to say, we want action. We don't want talk. Bring us your proof, if you're people of truth.
أن الجماعات التي تنتمي إلى أسماء معينة أو أحزاب سياسية أو نحو ذلك.
And we know that there are groups that attribute themselves to certain names or certain political sects and parties.
فهذه لا تهتم بدراسة السنة إطلاقا.
And claim that the Kitab and Sunnah, but they have no concern for studying the book and the Sunnah. Period.
بل قد يصرحون.
Rather, they might even come out and say clearly and bluntly that this studying of the book and the Sunnah is splitting up the
Ummah.
And splitting up the Jama'ah, the mass of the Muslims. And this staying, this hadith is authentic and this one is not authentic. And saying this guy is Sunni and that one is on the bid'ah. They say, look, this is not the time for it. It's too early. And this is not from the essence of Islam. It's just from the outside, the qushur, the cover, the skin. Yani, it's superficial.
فلا شك ولا ريب أن الدليل الماهر على أن الذين يصدق عليهم أنه من الفقه الناجية كما جاء في الحديث الصحيح.
So there is no doubt. There is no doubt that this dalil, the proof that is established, its reality is that it is upon.
إذن إنما هم الحريصون كما قلنا أيضا على فهم الكتاب والسنة في كل شؤون حياتهم.
Those that have been said in the hadith al-sahih that they are from the saved and victorious sect. Those that implement the sunnah, the Quran and the sunnah in all of aspects of their life. This is.
ويطبقون ذلك حسب قدرتهم وطاقتهم.
And they implement that in the best that they can. They do their best to implement it and extract all the efforts that they have to do so.
فهي جماعة الفرقة الناجية ومن علامة هؤلاء.
And they are the فرقة الناجية. They are the saved sect. And from their signs, their characteristics are.
أنهم لا يتحزبون لحزب واحد ولا ينتمون لرأس واحد.
That they don't become partisans to any party, nor do they have, you know, bigotry-based partisanship, or that they stick to one head person, one personality.
يأمرهم بما يشاء وينهاهم بما يشاء.
That may order them as he wishes and forbids them as he wishes.
إنما مرجعهم كلهم إلى قول الله تبارك وتعالى فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا.
Rather, they return back all of their affair to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it's been said, and if you dispute in an issue, in an affair, then return it back to Allah and His Messenger, if you believe in Allah in the last day. That is better, and that is the correct understanding. So the firqatul najiyah, this saved group, sect, the saved people, they are the group of Ahlul Hadith, As-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
وليست هي أهل السنة والجماعة كما يقولون اليوم لأن هذا الاسم اصطلحوا على أن يدخلوا تحته تحت أهل السنة والجماعة يدخل الأشاعرة.
And it is not the jama'ah that they call أهل السنة والجماعة today, because under this heading, like he said, it's أهل الحديث. They are the jama'ah, and it is not what is called أهل السنة والجماعة today, because under this heading, they attempt to enter into it other deviant sects such as al-Ash'a'ira, the Ash'aris.
يدخل الماتريدية أخيرا يدخل أهل الحديث الذين ينبغي أن يذكروا.
And then they say the Maturidiyya as after that. And then they'll say, and part of it is Ahl al-Hadith, which should be stated at the beginning. You know, Ahl al-Hadith.
مُقَدَّمًا وَسَبَبًا.
That they should be the ones at the first of it and the last of it. They should, they're the only ones that are Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. But what's entered into that heading is the Asha'ira, the Maturidiyya, and then Ahl al-Hadith, according to these people.
بينما هؤلاء لا يتبنون الرجوع كما نتبناه إلى الكتاب والسنة.
And when you look to these people, these sects, they don't take as their part or their characteristic or what they call to the returning to the book and the sunnah upon the understanding or the way, the path and methodology of the pious predecessors, the Salaf al-Salih. And I'm talking about the Ash'a'ira and the Maturidiyya, and they are from the scholars of philosophy, of rhetoric.
الذين اضطروا أن يقولوا كلمة حق لكن يراد بها باطل.
And they were forced. They are forced, or were forced, to say a word of truth that they meant by it something false.
وهي قولهم علم السلف أسلم وعلم الخلف أحكم.
And it is their statement, this word of truth that they seek with it batin, falsehood, is their statement, the tariq, the way, the path of the salaf is safer, but the way of the khalaf, those who came after, is more wise. And it is more scientific or knowledge based.
إذا نسب الجهل إلى السلف ونسب العلم إلى الخلف.
So what they went ahead and did was attribute ignorance to the Salaf and knowledge to the Khalaf, those who came after.
وهذا عكس لكل ما ذكرنا آنفا ولغير ذلك من النصوص.
And the opposite is what the reality is, with the proof of what we have narrated from the text and all of the proofs that we brought forth.
فأهل الحديث هم أهل النبي وإن لم يصحبوا نفسه أنفاسهم صحبوا.
So أهل الحديث are the أهل the family of the Hadith, the people of Hadith, the people of the Nabi. And if they were not with him, in essence, in their anfas, their nafas, their selves, then they were with him in, they were not with him in essence, physically, they were with him in the reality of what they are upon.
ونسأل الله أن يجعلنا من أهل الحديث العارفين بكتاب الله ثم بصحيح سنة رسول الله.
So we asked Allah that He makes us from the people of Hadith that are upon the Sunnah or the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Rasulullah.
ثم العاملين بذلك على منهج أصحاب رسول الله.
And then from those that are acting upon it in accordance to the understanding of the companions of Rasulullah.
صلى الله عليه وسلم. الآن نستعد للصلاة إن شاء الله.
بعض الأخوة الذين ينتسبون إلى هذه الدعوة وأعني بها الدعوة السلفية يقولون نحن الآن في زمان يعني يكاد يكون يعني اتصل العالم.
Some of the brothers that attribute themselves to this manhaj, and I mean by them the Salafis, they say we are at a time right now where the world is connected. It's come close together.
بعضه ببعض و يعني صار من الإدارة والتخطيط وإلى غير هذا من يعني ما ينكر به الإسلام ويكيد له.
And we have become connected and close, and you know, kind of everybody knows what's going on. So, in this state, there's out there people that are plotting and planning and trying to destroy Islam.
يقولون مما لا شك فيه أننا لا نستطيع أن نواجه هذه الدعوة المضادة للإسلام.
And we say, they say, there is no doubt that we are unable to fight or stand up to this great effort that is coming forth against Islam.
الإسلام عموما وللدعوة السلفية خصوصا.
In general, Islam in general, but in specific, it's the Salafi da'wah is what is being attacked. Except that we come together and collectively work together in an official manner. Such as the enemies of Islam have brought themselves together to work together in this official way and, you know, established organizations and things like this. They're saying that we should do that. These Salafi brothers are saying that we should also do the same in opposition or in an attempt to fight off their evil. So they say, what's binding is that we come together and go ahead and put together some type of official way, or make some tamlim, collect ourselves and organize. So they go ahead and say that we're going to now, in an example they're saying, okay, we'll make a president and we'll make some usar families in each area. We're called usar, but just little groups. And we'll make secret movements, or we'll keep things very secret. And nobody will know about it except for those that are within the circle, the private circle. That are the ones required to go ahead and give, orders and organize. So how is it to approach these types of brothers that we know from them that they are very haris, they really seek to preserve the Salafi da'wah and propagate it and all this, but how are they to be approached and guided?
هذا لا شك أمر لا يختلف فيه اثنان ولا ينتطق فيه عن ذلك.
If what is meant by their tanzeem, their organization, is organizing ways of making da'wah or organizing certain aspects of da'wah work, then this is something there is no doubt in, no two will argue about, nor two rams will fight over.
كما قيل في قديم الزمان.
As it has been said in the old times.
أما إذا كان المقصود بالتنظيم للجماعة السلفيين تنظيما سريا كما وقع فيه قديما الأخوان المسلمون.
But if what is meant here is that we collectively organize the Salafis, the Salafi da'wah in some type of secretive way, as have the Ikhwan al-Muslimun fallen into this mistake before, this what is meant.
ثُمَّ لَاقُوا مُصِيبَتَهُمْ الَّتِي أَرْجَعَتْ بِدَعْوَتِهِمْ الْفَخَرَ آلَ مَعَرِ بْنُ السَّلَامِ.
And then later on, only to find the consequences of that action that has put back their da'wah in qahqara, that is, they started falling backwards.
فالتنظيم السري ما بحاجة إليه اليوم إطلاقا, وأنا في اعتقادي أن واجب الدعاة السلفيين أن يستمروا في طريقة الدعوة إلى الكتاب والسنة.
So this secretive manner of operating, there is no need for it, period, today at all. Rather, what I say and believe is that the Salafi callers, the du'ats, should continue in calling to the book in the Sunnah and calling the people and teaching them in this manner. Clearly and openly, with no hidden agendas and no holding back, period.
أقرب قبولا وألطف بالقلوب الصافية.
Because this da'wah, just by its pure nature, is something that is easily accepted or more accepted by the people and is more comfortable to the masses.
والفطر السليمة. ولا شك أن
And those that have the pure, the clean, the correct disposition.
أمر في النهاية ستكون الدولة لها وليس بحاجة أن يعملوا سرا.
And in this manner of calling, in this way, there is no doubt that power will be given to them over time. And there is no reason to secretively go around and plan things. And when the day comes and the hearts of the Muslimin are united in the way that we talked about previously, that is, that they come upon the understanding of Islam in the correct form, the correct understanding, and its implementation, the correct, authentic implementation, on that day, the Islamic power, nation, will rise, as has been promised to us. And that which it will be ruled by is the Kitab and the Sunnah, as what all of us seek in the end. As for the political movement and the secret movements, and even if the political movement is one that is out loud and clear, with no secrets behind it or agendas hidden, even if that's the case in that, I believe that it is something, it is an issue that is taking away the callers of the correct da'wah to work on other things. This secretive movements and this political issues is taking them into working into politics and all this, and away from the da'wah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is correct. So it will take them away from that which is most important and number one, calling to Allah, the da'wah.
إن أوجب ما يجب على علماء المسلمين أن يصفوا هذا الإسلام ما دخل فيه.
And I said before, that which is most obligatory upon the scholars of the Muslimin is purifying that which is has entered into it from impurities.
وأن يقترن ذلك بتربية الذين صفي الإسلام لهم.
And then nurturing these people that Islam has been presented to them purely, purified, filtered out from all impurities, nurturing them and raising them to act upon that knowledge. So show us this jama'ah. Where are they that have upheld that first obligation, then the second obligation, the tasfiyah, and then the tarbiyah, and now have fulfilled the obligation so that they may go enter into the other things such as the political aspects? I don't find this today, and I won't find it no matter how long I'm going to live. Because this is going to need a lot and a lot of time and a great effort. Because I look to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is the one that was given the rope from the sky, meaning he was given straight help and Aana from Allah. And he was empowered and given more strength by the Qawi, the strong, and the Amin, the trustworthy, and he is Jibreel alayhi salam.
23 سنة يدعو إلى الله في آخر أمد من حياته، استطاع أن يضع النواة للدولة المسلمة ثم بارك الله.
He stayed between his people 23 years calling to Allah, and right at the end of his life he was able to put down and lay the seeds for the Islamic Ummah or the Islamic state.
فيها بأصحابه الذين ورثوا الخلافة من بعده وانتشر الإسلام كما هو معروف.
And was able to lay it down for the Sahaba, his companions that were left after him, and inherited the Khilafah from after him, and enabled Islam to spread. As is known to the majority of people, or to everyone, and there is no use in repeating. And likewise, history will repeat itself.
فأنا لا أجد الآن على وجه الأرض جماعة إن كانوا مثلا 100 أو كانوا 1000 أو ألوفا.
So I don't find a jama'ah on the face of the earth, whether there are 100, 1000, thousands.
أو يزيدون على ذلك إنهم على قلب رجل واحد.
Or they might be more than that, upon the heart of one man, or like they are upon the heart of one man. In their understanding of Islam, in an authentic, correct understanding. And nurturing themselves and bringing themselves upon this Islam. A correct tarbiyah, a correct nurturing and upbringing. We ask Allah that He has mercy upon our Shaykh and that He increases him in levels of Jannah and all of our ulama. Please remember him in your dua, for he has presented this knowledge to us. وبهذا القدر كفاية والحمد لله رب العالمين. I would like to remind all of the Muslimin that Arabi, the Arabic language, is your language and the language of all of the Muslimin. It is binding upon us to learn the Arabi language and take knowledge from its source and not merely rely upon the translations. هذا وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.